Congratulations, you're through to your second final in a way.
Yeah, great achievement. It's a great result. A shocking performance. And I put that down to the weather as well, because when, especially in this country where we never play in that kind of weather, your first one of the season, I mean, it normally, you know, it would take two or three or four games for your body to adapt to that. You know, the lads were dead at half time. I could see it in their demeanour, and it was a case of just trying to pick them up for the last massive 45 minutes to get us through, you know, because like they were exhausted at the end. And with all due respect to Carmarthen, I thought they played with freedom. You know, there's no pressure on them whatsoever. And Mark would have made that plainly obvious to them, that you've got nothing to lose. And there was pressure on our lads, you know, to get over the line, because anything other than a victory would have been not good enough for our club. So, you know, that freedom, I thought, showed a bit in the way they played. But we started very well. First 20 minutes, we dominated, which I thought we would do. They slowly felt their way into the game. And then, you know, there was, you touch it, you know, there's nervousness. And then, you know, Wes has got the goal. And, you know, for me, if John doesn't save the penalty, then, you know, I think it would have been really, really difficult in the last 10 minutes, and especially down to 10 men. You know, obviously that's something that I know the FAs are looking at. You know, it's a penalty, but a penalty and a sending off and a suspension when there's four men around him. But we'll have a look at it, and I'm going to ask the referee to have a look at it and see what he thinks. And I've not got a clear view of it, although people nearer have said that it was a bit harsh. But you know, hopefully Bryn will look at that and maybe change his mind.
You've got some tired bodies out there. Big match next weekend. What's ahead of you this week?
Rest. You know, it's that time of year now where, you know, we've got such a small squad. Airbus have got a massive squad. You know, there's 22 full-time players there, as in, you know, they can, two right backs, two left backs, centre halves, all over the pitch, you know, and we're nowhere near that. So, you know, we've got to try and patch these lads up, try and come up with a game plan that'll make it as difficult as possible for Airbus next week. And we'll give a good account of ourselves. But, you know, I believe that when I joined Connors Quay, that this game was written in the stars, and I believe the result was already written in the stars, so I think it'll take care of itself.
It'd be fantastic to take Connors Quay to Europe, wouldn't it?
It would be great. It would be, you know, I'd be very, very proud in my my first managerial role to take a team in, you know. And as I've said, you know, as has been said, we've come from bottom of the league and now we're in the playoff final for Europe. It's a staggering achievement.
And personally, facing your former club?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that won't be easy. You know, I won't kid you on, that's going to be a difficult situation for me, because, you know, I've been to war with all them players and that management on many, many occasions, and we've had incredible times together. So it'll be a difficult day for me on that way, but professionally, you know, I'll make sure my team's ready for the day.
We wish you well.
Thank you.